Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. It's week 8, day 4 of our lockdown, and we're going through at least June, if not beyond. Is Vinny there?
I am here. Sorry.
Oh, hello.
My
That's okay. I just
down because I was reading something on my.
I was
phone.
About to throw it to you, and then I went.
No, I'm ready.
Maybe I need to do a story.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a bunch of those. This is an unfortunate lead. Your new advertising tag: LSD guy and the weed and coke girl. LOL. Oh.
Well,
I would like to take exception to that. It's LSD is something I did try in high school, but I am a drunk. That is.
Yeah, I was going to it's better if it's like coke whore in the drunk.
Bro, there you go.
You know, there you go.
Alky, drunken puke, loser, barf bag, all applicable, but.
Oh.
LSD
that's,
guy.
That's a little harsh, Finn.
Well,
you know, you've done a good job getting your back together, so.
And maybe that's
former
why I
drunk,
feel okay.
Former coke whore. Sure. How does that sound?
Okay, well. I think the former just ruins it. It needs to have that ring and that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the LSD was an accident, wasn't it?
And I didn't even mean to take it. You're right, Bryn.
The
Thank
first
you.
Time.
Always
Complete
got my
accident.
Back, buddy.
Oh,
Thank
my
you
God.
So much.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Sarah,
I accidentally
about...
took it like 40 times.
No, I know, my God. I never took it 40 times. In fact, the funny thing about that drug, why I even said anything, is because I don't know how anybody takes it. As much as they did, it's way too intense to take
people
with
are doing
any
it
regularity.
All the time now. Microdosing.
When I saw the Grateful Dead, what do they call that? Documentary, I guess, on what is that on Amazon Prime? Man, those guys were taking it daily as they toured the world. I don't know how they survived it. I really don't. And one of them didn't.
Right.
Actually, a few of them didn't, but
you know, they also got older. You know, they had other stuff going on.
Oh my God, though,
none of them died
daily?
At 27. I know.
I don't even think you recover after and whatever. Anyway,
I guess you get used to it, right? And it just becomes the world that you live in. God, this world's amazing. I never want to leave it. Give me more of that paper.
I guess
the long, strange trip.
Yeah, it's a good documentary, but there's no question that what they're up to, it's too much. It's just
right. Who could do it?
They could. Watch the short YouTube video of Stevie Ray Vaughan switching guitars mid-song after a string breaks from Austin City Limits performance. I'll do that. I'm a big fan of his, and you trip out on how much work he put into his craft. He's a dude who like went school's not for me. Like he went to school.
Guitars for me.
Yeah, he was playing clubs at 16 in Texas.
I love that stuff.
And working on his craft already by then. And his older brother was Jimmy Vaughn, was even better than him in the beginning.
And what did he fly past him?
Well, yeah, in popularity for sure. But Jimmy Vaughn, I think his band's name was the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They're still big. You know,
they had a hit or two. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He will F you. LOLOLOL. Glad you clarified. Yeah, I meant F like a fail.
I got it, that everybody. You fail. I was fully with you. I know how your mind works.
Vinny,
hey,
what? Oh.
This guitar string break, it's so sick. Hold on. Let me.
Oh, really?
Okay, let's see it.
You guys describe it, right?
All right, but, you know, back out a little bit because you're getting so close that we're only seeing a sliver, and I don't think it's the one you think it is.
No, I know. I'm just like, you know, have to ride the gain. I'm having to hold the phone. And, you know,
Do you.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
So there he is jamming. He's on stage. He's got his favorite Strat over his shoulder.
So you might not be able to see the string. There it is.
It broke. Yep. Uh-huh. And obviously his tech saw it too. Shaking like a tree, running like a log,
shaking not a rolling now, and that ain't no hey. Plugs it in.
Oh my God. Well, listen, he does that with the help of a very good guitar tech. Like that guy, he just drops the guitar and the guy is there to pick it up. That is like no distraction. It's like he didn't even know. If you'd asked him afterward if he'd broken a string, he'd probably be like, I don't know, did I? I don't know, not sure. Just boom.
You know, this goes back to, or that goes back to what Tom Morello was saying. It's hours put into anything you do makes it appear effortless when you're doing it, but it's really about all those, what do they call that?
Woodshedding. You know, the thing is, though, if you notice, like, he's playing and he breaks that string because he's playing it.
Right.
And then he is the guy who can move to another part of the scale. And it's seamless. Like, you don't hear that guitar string break. It's just gone. And he moves his fingers up the neck to the top of the, or to the, I don't know, moves them further vertically.
His documentary is excellent, so I enjoyed it and just finished it, and that's why that comes up here this morning. 925 says, I wipe my phone down with an alcohol swab every day.
Well, good for you.
My sister redid her whole backyard for her son's graduation party this year.
Well, at least she gets to enjoy a nice backyard.
Right. Vinny, I agree about graduation being for yourself. It seems like the whole thing has been made into a big money suck. It's all been commercialized. Yeah, I do get that kids want to party with their friends. I wanted to party with my friends. We went
absolutely
out and raged. I get all that, and it's being stolen from them. But you know what? There's people losing their jobs. There's people dying.
There's all kinds of worse things that can happen.
This is not the biggest sacrifice you're going to make. Not even close.
Right. It may feel that way because you're in the thick of it. And look, I don't want to minimize anybody's losses during this. Like, everyone has lost something in this. Huge losses, tiny losses. You have your losses. And I think that you need to grieve them in your way. Don't say that they don't exist. They're your losses. If you're bummed about prom and graduation, you have every right to be. And you shouldn't compare that to what someone else's losses are. And you shouldn't let them belittle yours. We've all got our stuff. Some people, though, they've really got it bad.
My son is Dominic G from Terra Nova Pacifica and 2020 grad. I'm so proud of you, Dom. Sorry this stuff fell on your year.
Congratulations, so Dom. It does not minimize your accomplishments.
Sarah should forward Vinny a good TikTok video in his messages. Then he can see how good it is.
Let's all start bombarding Vinny with good TikToks. I want to send him that. You know that little Asian kid that just like he yells at the camera and then eats food? He is my favorite.
But
I love that kid.
Yeah, that's just like guilty pleasures, though.
I'm going to send Vinny one of those today.
Just want to say something to you. This happened this morning at 7:40.
All right.
I got an email, and it says, hold on. Darn it.
Damn it.
It says, hello, your Apple ID has been temporarily locked because we are unable to verify your billing information on your account. If you do not update your information in 24 hours, your Apple ID will be permanently locked. To continue to enjoy Apple ID benefits, please visit this link and log into your account and update your billing information.
Oh, my God. What
idiot like,
falls for that?
Well, I clicked on it and then went, wait a minute. No, I didn't put any info because it looks perfect. It's got the Apple logo. It's got all the stuff. And there it is. It's a hack. It's your account's been locked for security. Enter in the info and so we can go out and buy new stuff with your credit card.
Yeah, we'd love to have your credit card information.
I'm trying to, and I read that to you. This happened at 7:40. I'm reading that to you because I'm just tired of having to be so freaking careful about every single thing that comes into my machines. I don't want to be on TikTok. Can I just skip?
No.
That's all a right. good point, Vinny. You know, so instead we'll just forward you the messages.
Yeah, all we'll right. just forward them to you. You don't have to be on it. We'll just show you the ones that we think you'll like.
Screen record it and send them to you.
Hold the TikTok line, Vin. That's a Chinese-owned company taking all our info.
Not your info. We're gonna screenshot those. We're gonna record from our screen and send them to you.
We'll take the bullet for you, Vinny.
We'll take the bullet, Vin. You got it. But you gotta watch them, and we're gonna need comments back.
Great, thank you so much.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so fun. I can't wait to show you that little kid.
I love you guys. You make me smile. That's it. Just sending love.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. Usually, someone's got some kind of beef. I love you guys,
exactly.
Sorry, let me get the clock up. I need to know what time it is. Please thank Jane for mixing up the music on the morning show. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. You're mixing up the music.
Who's better than Jane? Nobody.
Nobody.
She's awesome. You know what's trippy? I was thinking about this. I didn't say it on the air because it was going to be way too brown nosy, but I work with three, and I kind of don't work with Megan, but I am on Alt 105 for a minute on Thursday nights. It's like three of the raddest women in radio, Sarah Clark, Jane, I don't know your last name,
Picks.
And what? What
Picks.
Is it?
Jane Picks. I think her last name's Picks.
Miss Picks.
Jane Picks. And Megan Holliday, Picks. Three of the coolest women in radio.
Oh, you forgot
there.
Nicole. Poor Nicole. Well, she's like, hey, man.
Just beginning. I mean, we're just working on Nicole.
Up-and-comer.
Yeah, I got high hopes for Nicole, though.
Jesus. I hope when I'm retired, I'll be listening to the Nicole show.
Yep.
I hope so, too.
DeJesus. Well, I'm going to retire when I'm 60, so it'll be, you know, the Vinny and DeJesus show, because you're still going to have little kids. I know. Dude, looking forward to it.
People wrote in about the Foo Fighter talk. Vinny, are you saying the EP six songs that came out is their new album? No, they have an album finished, and there's no release date yet.
Right.
So it's done, and it's not the EPs they did a couple last year or whatever. What about those teachers that are retiring after 35-plus years of teaching? It's a sad time for them, too.
Why no retirement parties?
Well, no retirement parties. Plus, it's the last time you're with a graduating class, probably.
Well, not to mention your coworkers all those years, you know. That's
tough.
These
are all rituals we've become very, used to and fond of, but
I want to do what Denise St. Louis did, though. She told management when her retirement date was and told no one else. And then on her last day, when she left a pile of presents on the coffee table, and no one ever heard from her again.
That's true.
It is 100% true. She didn't want to cry. She didn't want to go through a big rigmarole. She didn't want people to try to talk her into staying. She wanted to show appreciation. She gave us, I think she gave us individual gifts too, but she gave us that picture. It's one of my favorite pieces of art hanging in the whole studio. You know it, Nicole, you walk by it every day. It's the Sarah and Vinny has cross streets and the numbers are 973.
It's cool.
I love that. I'm totally stealing that when I retire. Don't tell anyone.
Well,
Exactly.
The picture?
Right.
What?
Oh,
huh?
I see.
Right. Thank you, Brent.
I saw her on her last day.
And
she said to me, see you tomorrow.
Oh,
that
she's
little,
awesome.
She's, I, yeah. I'm telling you, no one does it like that. And it was the best. And you couldn't get a hold of her. I didn't talk to her for almost a year. And I bombarded her for a while. Like you just got to talk to me.
Way to not take a hint. So here's
I know. Well, listen. I mean, we're good friends. We worked together for 20-something years.
Right.
And we
to
used to talk extensively.
To that point. One of the reasons I'm still thinking about Denise and feeling like I didn't get my closure or my goodbye is because of the way she did that. I absolutely think that while I admire the way she did that, and I would like to do it that way myself.
Me too.
I also think you're really robbing the people who've worked with you all these years of their opportunity to tell you how much they love you, how much they've appreciated you.
Throw you a little party.
Whatever. Or even just say those couple words. Like, really, the work you've done has... My career has benefited by your work.
She
greatly.
She made Alice. There's no question. She was the storm behind it all.
415 says, Vinny, I'll join your band. I play bass and I like all the same types of music. Punk, metal, etc. Well, as soon as my kid's old enough to, you know, change her own diaper, or how does that work? I guess they just stop.
They just
pooping
pull up
in their
own underpants, right? But in 5 years, you're going to be ready for a band. You'll have a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old, or
it's
whatever.
Be so awesome!
Are, right?
Yeah,
it is
whatever.
It's going to be good. They're going to get themselves dressed. The tantrums will be fewer and further between. Farther between.
Please tell us who you are cheering now to win. I kind of want Michelle to win. Oh, is this Survivor?
Listen, you can want whoever you want. It's going to be Tony or Sarah. The end.
What about Yule? It's going to be Yule.
There is, you know what? We can talk about this tomorrow at 6 a.m. Watch the show and see how hopeless it is for anyone else to win.
Wow, really?
Hopeless. There is zero chance. Unless a comet hits one of them. Do comets hit people? A meteor falls to Earth and takes one of them out. And even then, the other one's going to win.
Wow.
Oh, Jane's texting me. Let me see what Jane says.
Oh. Hello, Jane.
Her last name is Pix. She's confirming that her last name is Pix. All this time, I thought it was because it was Jane's Pictures.
Mm, right.
It turns out, no.
It's spelled with a C, right? Not with an X.
P-I-C-S is how you spell Jane's last name, Pix.
Not with an X.
P-I-C-S.
And with that, we exit.
Goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. is when we'll do the full Survivor breakdown. We almost jumped into it that last, but you almost tricked me into it. But it's you're going to love the show.
I'm looking forward to it. I absolutely love the show, and now I've got 2 hours of TV to look forward to tonight.
Yeah, and it's good. I hope you've been watching along with us. I mean, really, what excuse do you have at this point? But we always watch the show on Wednesday and talk about it 6 a.m. on Friday without worrying about spoilers. If you didn't watch it with us and you're sick of hearing us talk about it, well, next week it's over. So congratulations. You've made it through yet another season of Survivor. And it looks like you might not even have to get through one in September. I don't know how they'll do another one unless they already have it taped.
Going to be weird to see how... Because everybody in business has to figure it out.
Right.
It's going to be weird to see how these TV companies go, wow, nobody's been filming.
You know, I also, I remember reading something about this, but I can't remember exactly what it was. The reunion show that they always do, they reveal the vote after the show is over and it's on a set in LA that kind of looks like Tribal Council. So I think they're doing it by Zoom or... They're pre-taping the whole thing. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but they're going to have to figure that out because there isn't going to be, you know, Ryan Seacrest isn't going to be sitting in the audience waving hello. So,
why, has he done that before?
Hasn't he? I feel like he's, well, you don't watch it.
I never see the end. I don't know. Yeah. I absolutely, by then, I've just read the final votes.
I know.
And know
it's
won,
so weird that you never watch the last episode. You dedicate all this time to watching the show and then you don't do it. Well, now, you know, we have this new policy in place where we don't talk about it till 2 days later. So you have a little bit more time. Anyway, so that it ends next week. And also tomorrow is Friday. So hello.
And today, while you're, you know, trying to figure out what you're going to do, get out and, you know, safely, but get out in the sun. It's going to be a beautiful day. The hottest day of the week is today. So enjoy it.
Yeah. And take a second. Think about nurses. Don't forget it's Nurses Week all this week, you know. Be thinking about the people who are out there.
You know who's, someone wrote in and said, hey, what about us ambulance drivers? We get no love. EMTs, paramedics, where's the love?
Here's some love.
Here's some love.
Thank
you
for
it.
Being the people who come and get us at our house when we're like, I've fallen and I can't get up. or whatever might have happened to us.
Well,
yeah.
Or we're covered in COVID. Hey, we're covered right. in COVID. Come on.
Come get us.
And, right.
Yeah, so. You know, and actually, I think that it is, but here's the thing. It's specifically Nurses Week this week. Right. Maybe we could have an EMT, paramedic, ambulance driver week. But I think that, you know, the overarching thank you, everyone in the healthcare community, for being here and knowing what to do during this time. Right. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to the show. Have a great... Oh, don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock on Alt 105, Vinny does
side piece. Right.
A little hotties.
Yeah,
you like that? Huh? Yeah. Listeners wanted. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Alt 105. We'll catch you tomorrow, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.